إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, on the story of Yusuf alayhi salam and the lessons from it, we come to the point where Yusuf alayhi salam gave the ta'bir, the meaning of the dreams of the two companions in the prison, and then those two are released. They leave the prison. And some years passed, as I mentioned, because the one who was supposed to take a message to the king forgot the message. Until one day, Bismillah Ta'ala, the king saw a dream which left him very disturbed. And in this dream, he saw that seven lean and thin cows were eating up seven fat cows. He asked his courtiers and his own wise people for the meaning of this dream, and they said, we don't know the meaning, and maybe it has no meaning, maybe it's just a they said ahlam, which among other things refers to dreams that you have because of you're not feeling well, or indigestion, or too much tiredness, exhaustion, or something. So they say it has no meaning. But what happened was that this conversation was overheard by his wine bearer, who was the guy who was released from prison, and he had been a companion of Yusuf alayhi salam. So the man suddenly remembered Yusuf alayhi salam, and he said to the king, I know somebody who can tell you the meaning of this dream, and if you allow me to go to the prison, I will ask him the meaning of the dream. The king sent him, so he came and he asked Yusuf alayhi salam the meaning of the dream. And as we know from the story, Yusuf alayhi salam said to him, I will give the meaning to... He gave him the meaning of the dream, and as a result of this, he was brought before the king. And the king offered to release him. Now, two things that Yusuf alayhi salam did at this point which are worthy of note. One is, he said to the king, before you release me, I want my case to be investigated, and I want to be freed from, I want to be released with honor. I want to make sure that this case is settled so that the truth is known. Now think about this, the strategic importance of what Yusuf alayhi salam did. Being released from the prison was a straightforward thing. The king orders you to be released, so you are released. But the false accusation are based on which he was imprisoned. At the time of release, this would not have mattered because the king has released. But the accusation would have stayed with him, and the ways of people are such that that thing would probably have troubled his credibility and would have interfered with his work forever, as long as he lived, because this accusation would not have been settled. So everywhere he went, people would have said, yeah, he got released because the king decided to release him. That does not mean he is innocent. So his request to the king to say, you do your investigation, you find out what the truth of the matter is, and then you release me. So this is a very strategically very sensible thing, because especially obviously, because the next thing we know is that Yusuf alayhi salam then became, and I'll come to that, he became the governor of Egypt. These were the days when you did not elect any piece of trash to political or administrative office. Character had some meaning. So therefore, character was important, and Yusuf alayhi salam therefore established his character. And as we know, the king ordered an investigation, and the woman who accused him, herself, she came and she gave witness in favor of Yusuf alayhi salam, and she said, the man is innocent, and this was me and my desire which led to all of this, and I accept responsibility for it. So Yusuf alayhi salam was freed without any remark, and he was freed with honor. Then the second thing he did was, when he gave the ta'bir of this dream to the king, and the ta'bir, the meaning of the dream he gave was that you would have 7 years of plenty followed by 7 years of famine. That is the meaning of the dream. Now, he didn't leave it at that. He said to the king, I know how to deal with this situation. I have the knowledge of how to save your country from the calamity of 7 years of famine. I mean, 7 years of famine is like complete disaster. So he said, therefore, give me the authority to do that. Now, this is one of the important things to do, and the lesson from that is two things that Yusuf alayhi salam is doing by default, two things. One is he is introducing himself in terms of his competence. What does he know? But he's not simply introducing himself in terms of competence by saying, I studied so much and I know this and I know that. He is giving his introduction to the king in the sense of what's in it for me. It's not just a random introduction. He's not saying, I am the son of so-and-so and I come from a line of, prophets and so on. He's not talking about all that. He's not even talking about his religion. He is giving the king, he's introducing himself to the king in a way that makes sense to the king in terms of what is most important to the king at that time. Now, this is a very good lesson in terms of how to introduce yourself. It's quite apart from anything else. It's a good lesson to say, how will you, if you meet somebody, this is a Yusuf alayhi salam's elevator speech. He meets somebody, and that somebody has the power to influence his life in a very significant way. How do you introduce yourself? I am Yavar Beg, my father was Anwar Beg, I was born in Hyderabad. Makes no sense, I don't even remember your name. Right? So instead of that, you introduce yourself in a way which makes sense to the listener. You don't have to say anything except what has meaning for the listener. This is what Yusuf alayhi salam did. When he gave the king the meaning of his dream, what is most important in the mind of the king? That dream and that meaning. Because I am looking at potential disaster in my kingdom. If I have 7 years of famine, I probably have no kingdom left. So what must I do? Now here is the man who says, I know what to do. I can save you, I can save your kingdom. Give me the authority to do that. And the Mufassirin say the way Yusuf alayhi salam went about it, he encouraged people to plant corn, maize, and they had bumper crops because this was the dream of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he had it stored, but he had it stored as the corn in the cob. He did not separate the grains. So the cob, as it came with the covering, he had this corn stored as it is. Now, today we know scientifically that the storing of maize and corn, or maize is corn, if you store it in the cob, it doesn't spoil. It just dries by itself, doesn't spoil, and it will stay for, practically forever. But if you remove the grains, then they spoil. So Yusuf alayhi salam had this knowledge that is the right way to store the corn. So he stored it. And then when the time for famine came, Yusuf alayhi salam rationed it. And he gave people, he didn't give them everything at once. He gave them in a rationed way, which saw them through that period of famine with a good result. And there was no disaster. Not only did they have enough to feed themselves, but they had enough also to give aid to others, because in the time of famine, the famine didn't come only on Egypt, it came in that whole area. So people from other parts, from what we know today as Syria and so on, from other parts of that area, they came to Egypt for food aid which was given to them. And we'll come to that story where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then brought the whole family together. The brothers came and so on, and this happened over a period of 2 years. So the point here is two things. One is the wisdom of Yusuf alayhi salam in ensuring that his name was cleared before he could be appointed to public office and before he was released from prison, where he had been imprisoned on a false charge. And the second one is his wisdom in the way he introduced himself to the king, where his introduction not only made sense to the king, but also got him a very good job as the governor of Egypt. So alhamdulillah, in the Quran we have lessons which are applicable for us in our lives on a daily basis. And if we read and understand the Quran and then apply these lessons in our lives, then we will find that we have the ingredients for success, inshaAllah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to read the Quran, to understand it and to act on it and implement it in our lives, and thereby to make our lives successful in this dunya wal akhirah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.